We all know about difficult days. The world, our lives, can be full of difficult, horrible days. These were difficult days for Jesus' disciples. They were trying very hard to understand life. Yet every time they thought they had a handle on life, they discovered the unexpected. They wanted to be good followers, do the right things, and have the proper attitude. But life is, at best, difficult. And as we gather together in this setting, at church, in front of this altar, you may be keenly aware of one or two of life's difficult moments. Jesus offered us beautiful words as he said, "Come to me, all you who labor, and I will give you a rest." He was speaking to a people who knew well the experience of burdens. Some of them may have been farmers, some were shepherds, fishermen were present, and some may well have been slaves. Many of them knew very well the experience of backs bent low with heavy burdens. Implied in Jesus' statement is that burdens are common to all people. The rich have burdens just like the poor. The high and mighty, as well as the low and downtrodden, have burdens. The old and the young alike are vulnerable. No one is exempt from our common curse, the curse of sin and the burden that it demands on us and from us. We are all born with the burden and weight of original sin, and there's no escaping it. We all have death to look forward to, and actual sin extracts its own kind of revenge on us, and there's no escaping it. And the burden of today is very real. My burden is the same as yours, and yet it is very specific just to me. Our individual burden, whatever it may be, is a very heavy one indeed. We may think that we can carry it, we can shoulder that load, yet we still need to hear the very words of Jesus at this point, and we need to hear his advice. For when he invites us to bring to him all of our burdens, the very burden that we are carrying today is included in that as well. To make a point, Jesus uses a concept that he was very familiar with, very familiar to the people of his day. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Any Jew of that day knew that yoke meant submission. They used that word with a reference to the yoke of the law, the yoke of kingship, the yoke of slavery. To yoke oneself meant to submit. I know what you're thinking. How does wearing a yoke lighten my burden? Well, hear me out. There are really two types of yoke in Jesus' day, represented by two Greek words in the New Testament, but simply translated into English as the same word, yoke. The single yoke used for humans and solitary working animals is zygos in Greek. This is the type of harness or wooden beam that Jesus is referring to in his passage from Matthew today. In the case of humans, it was meant to lighten one's burdens. For example, you could use it to carry two pails of water balanced across your shoulders to make it easier for you to carry them as you made your way home from the well to water your livestock, or maybe just to carry water for your family. If you were a slave or a prisoner, however, the center of that yoke bar would be fastened around your neck, and your arms or your hands would be chained or fastened to the very ends of that wooden beam. Consequently, the yoke would be seen by some to be a symbol of the master-slave relationship. The other form of yoke join two animals together so that they would share in the load. In Greek, this is called as wagos, but is still translated as the same English word, yoke. One of the commentaries described it as a fitted collar-like frame, shaped to the rest of the neck and the shoulders of the two animals. Teamed together, the task was far easier for two oxen than it was for one. And if one were a young ox, how much easier would it be for that young ox to have an older, stronger companion to share in the burden? There are times in this life that we plow along through the tough times when we look back, and then we often wonder how we ever made it through. It may be there that at those times we were yoked in harness with our Savior, who shouldered that burden with us, taking the majority of the weight, and helped us make it through. Possibly Jesus chose this concept because of something very close to his own experience. You probably remember that Jesus was a carpenter, and that the local carpenter was one who actually fashioned these yokes for the oxen. The yoke was made of wood, and it would be custom made for each individual ox. The assumption could be made that Jesus was an expert in making these yokes, and they would fit extremely well. When Jesus said that his yoke was easy, he was drawing on his experience as a carpenter. I read that there is a legend that Jesus, in his carpenter shop, made the best yokes in all of Galilee. His yokes were tailor-made to fit each ox. And above the door, there may even have been a sign that read, "My yokes fit well." He was more than capable of crafting a yoke that fit exceptionally well. It's such a beautiful image that he offers to us today, and especially in this setting. He tells us to bring our burdens to him and take upon ourselves his yoke. His yoke will be easy, and our burdens will be light. None of our burdens are excluded in his invitation. And what does that invitation have to do with you today in this setting right now? Everything. The burden that we experience at one time or another is certainly included in his invitation. The burden may be of sin, of pain, of loss. Yet Jesus says to you at this very moment to bring that burden to him and place it before him. He will take that heavy load. Get up under that weight with you. He will give you strength to bear what you thought you could not stand. And as you deliver your burden of shame, of guilt, of loss, of grief, you are promised rest. The most beautiful, beautiful rest. He will give you rest at the deepest level. In fact, he refers to it in verse 29 as a rest for your souls. How could you possibly ignore such an invitation? All that is required is that you yoke yourself to him. To yoke to him is simply to submit yourself to him. How could Jesus help you otherwise? There is the promise that his yoke will be easy and our burden will become light. How can you ignore that invitation to you today? To accept that invitation can make the very difference between labor and rest. But only if you're willing to receive his yoke upon you and learn of him. So we repent of our sins and we hear the sweet words of forgiveness, a burden lifted by the Lord. We hear and learn of the Lord through scripture and sermon, become yoked with him. We are strengthened as we receive the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, at his table, and receive eternal life forever, yoked with him. And today, by receiving that yoke that links us to Jesus, we will find peace. We walk beside Jesus. We learn of Jesus. And because our older, stronger, powerful companion takes the fullest share of all of our burdens, when we are linked to Jesus, our burdens truly are lighter. When the frustrations of trying to live up to God's burdens, His law, lay heavy upon us, remember that Christ has fulfilled the burden of the law for us. He has set us free. So we are free indeed. And even though our feeling of burden at this moment is very real, it's because pain is part of life's burdensome chores. We cannot avoid the weight of life, but we do have a choice of whether we carry them on the strength of our backs or receive the yoke of the Lord, who has promised to get under that load with us and make our burdens light. So I encourage you to listen closely to this simple prayer I'm about to pray. Take it deep into your heart. Say it daily until you find relief for your soul. Let us pray. Lord God, give me the wisdom and the courage to receive Christ's yoke upon me now, and help me to wear it all the days of my life. Amen.